Long Island's 104.7 WHLI at your service presents Conversations with Randy Shubin-Dresner, powered by PSEG Long Island on the new 104.7 WHLI. Now your host, Randy Shubin-Dresner.
I'm your host of Conversations with Randy Shubin-Dresner. It's so great to have a conversation with you about the good in our community and giving a platform and a voice to many who don't have it. I want to acknowledge and thank WHLI 104.7 FM and our sponsor, PSEG Long Island, who believe that by highlighting good, we can move others to participate. As many of you know, I have the honor to have a great day job as the president and CEO of an amazing nonprofit organization, Island Harvest Food Bank. Our work touches about 300,000 Long Islanders with innovative programs, services, and food structured to provide opportunity for our neighbors in need to move from a place of uncertainty to one of stability. Today's episode is going to tie directly into the work of Island Harvest Food Bank. It's a very special way for people across our region and even across our country to support the work of ending hunger. I have two very, very special partners with us today. Meet Ross Torini, National Grid's New York Chief Gas Operating Officer. Ross is accountable for the safe and reliable operation of many divisions of National Grid, and he's an incredible partner with Island Harvest and actually serves on the board of Island Harvest as well. Next, I want to introduce you to a longtime friend, Tom Siesto, First Vice President of the National Association of Letter Carriers, Branch 6000, right here on Long Island. He's responsible for many things with the letter carriers, but more importantly for us, he's responsible for a national food drive called Stamp Out Hunger through the National Association of Letter Carriers. So, Tom, could you give us a little bit of background about this incredible event?
Yes. This is our 31st year of the National Association of Letter Carriers Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. It's a Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive that is across the nation on May 13th that every post office across the country will be participating in. And it's very simple to do. All we ask is that the customers leave non-perishable items by their mailbox for their letter carrier to pick up on May 13th.
So we hear all the time in the food bank sector, well, I'd love to help out. I really want to be involved. I don't have a lot of time, but I wish there was something I could do. So, Tom, this is it, right? All people need to do is just take a can or a bag of food and leave it at their mailbox. And as the letter carrier is delivering the mail on Saturday, May 13th, they're going to pick up the donations right at the mailbox, right, and give it to Island Harvest right here on Long Island.
Correct. The food that we're going to collect here on Long Island on May 13th is going to stay here on Long Island. And just like across the country, the food that they get in their towns and their communities will stay in their local communities for the families and the communities that need the food.
It's great. So National Grid is a presenting sponsor of Stamp Out Hunger on Long Island. First time we've ever done something like that, but the commitment and the partnership with National Grid goes back a really long way, right, Ross?
Yeah, so we've had a 20-year relationship with Island Harvest, and we've made a lot of big donations over the years, and we continue to make donations. But I mean, one of the big reasons that we're involved with this is food insecurity on Long Island. It's a huge problem. It's not a problem that a lot of people see every day, but it really affects. I think it's about 300,000 people on Long Island every day. I realized how big the problem was. My wife's a school teacher, and one day we were at Price Club or BJ shopping, and she started loading up big bags of boxes of pretzels in little bags, and I was like, what could we possibly do with all these pretzels? She goes, you don't understand. Like, I have kids that come to my class every day. They don't have lunch. They don't have food, and I have to be ready for that. And when I got the opportunity to help you, I jumped at the chance because I was impressed with the organization and the fact that you're not just trying to distribute food, you're trying to end hunger, right? And that's a huge challenge, and it's a big difference. And it's just great to be helping partner with the Postal Service now on Stamp Out the Hunger campaign because it's going to have an incredible impact across all of Long Island.
Yeah, it really does. And look, food insecurity is a real thing. We live in a community where we have some of the wealthiest zip codes in the country. And people look at or they think about Long Island and they think wealthy if you live off of Long Island. But the truth of the matter is that there are about 1 in 10 Long Islanders are struggling with food insecurity. 1 in 10 Long Islander, that's just crazy that there are so many people who literally don't have enough money to put food on the table. So an event like Stamp Out Hunger is important for a couple of reasons. Number one, it gives an opportunity for people across the island and even across the country who are really busy, want always to be involved but don't have the time, to be able to take that opportunity, because it's about as simple as it could be. You take something out of your pantry or you go shopping, you leave it at your mailbox, and that's all you need to do. But it also gives us an opportunity to spread the word that there is an issue of hunger on Long Island. And it gives us an opportunity to get more people involved in it, get more people talking about food insecurity. Because if we're not talking about it, then we're not doing something about it. And those are really two important reasons why this is so important. But to be working with such dedicated partners is so important to us. And so it's not just National Grid that's involved. It's a team of people. You know, Ross, you represent hundreds of thousands of people that work for National Grid. But it's that there's so much behind it from all levels of your company. And I think that's what's really impressive.
Yeah, so we really try to give back to the communities that we serve. And we work with lots of different local nonprofits and charities. But we've had this long relationship with Island Harvest, and our teams enjoy coming to Island Harvest and volunteering and sorting food and loading trucks. Last September, we have a big community service day. One of the places I went and volunteered was at one of the food distribution sites in Greenlawn, and had the experience to actually see not only the quality of food, the nutrition that we're providing to Long Island, but just to also to meet the people that really need it and to help them and to load food in their cars. It's really an experience that hits you sort of right in your heart, and you really start to recognize how big the problem is, how important it is for us all to work together to help solve this problem, and what an impact we can have on the community.
And it's easy, right, Tom? There are so many different things that people could donate to this campaign so that your letter carriers could pick it up.
Correct, yes. It's a very simple process, just non-perishable food items, a can, a box of pasta, whatever you have, put it in a bag, leave it by your mailbox, and the letter carrier will do the rest of the work. They'll pick it up, they'll bring it back to the post office, then the post office will transport it to the warehouse, and then you get to the warehouse, like I'll be there on May 13th at the warehouse, to see the trucks come in full of food and to see the warehouse full of food, it's a great feeling to know that you're helping the community and the people that you serve all year long delivering mail to.
Tom, we have a big goal this year.
Yes, we do.
What's the goal?
1 million pounds.
1 million pounds. So here's the thing. On Long Island, did a little research. There are about 1 million mailboxes on Long Island.
Yes.
If everybody that had a mailbox left one can at their mailbox, we would check off the box and we'd reach our goal. We know that that's not possible, but we could certainly get to our goal. Before the pandemic, which was the last time we did the event, we collected a little over 500,000 pounds of food. We're doing a lot of promotion, talking to people in the community, getting companies like National Grid involved. I think we could do it. 1 million pounds.
Yes, yes. We're trying. We're going to hope we get the 1 million pounds. Postcards are going out to all the customers on Long Island the week of the food drive, so everybody is going to be well aware that there's a food drive on May 13th and to leave their non-perishable items at their mailbox.
So the food drive is in conjunction and in partnership also with the United States Postal Service. You can't have one without the other.
Correct.
But our letter carriers are some of the most dedicated people around. They know their customers, right? When they deliver mail, they get to know who we all are. If we're not home, if we're away, they know it. There are so many stories of letter carriers who have protected or taken care of some of the customers in their area when there was a problem. And so to have letter carriers picking up food and bringing it to Island Harvest, I know it impacts them, many of them.
Yes. Yes, it is a tough day for the letter carriers, but they are all supportive of it, and they're all excited because we haven't did it in a few years, so they're all ready to go. It's a long day for them. They're not only delivering mail and parcels and packages, but they're also picking up the food. They're putting it in either in their mail sack, or they're leaving it at the curb for the when they come by with the truck, and they'll pick it up. But it's a big endeavor, but they're ready to go, and we're all ready, and we're all excited about doing it.
So, Ross, the last time we did it in 2019, as I said before, 500,000 pounds of food. When you stand in a warehouse with 500,000 pounds of food all around you, and you stop and think about where it all came from, it came from Long Islanders, and it's going to Long Islanders. And you stand in the middle of this warehouse, it's a sea of donated food. It's unbelievable. And this year, it'll be twice as much. And we're all going to be in the middle of this, sorting the food and putting it into postal buckets so we can get it out into the community. Island Harvest works with about 300 nonprofit organizations across Long Island. So this food is going to go to our network of agencies out into the community right away and then through our work as well. And a lot of your employees help us with some of the distributions that we do.
Yeah, our employees love to volunteer with Island Harvest from all levels of the organization. Our workers out in the field, our management team, our engineers, they all enjoy it. I can't wait to stand in the middle of 1,000,000 pounds of food. I think that's going to be a pretty unique experience.
Yeah.
And hopefully it won't be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Hopefully we'll be able to do this year over year over
it's
year,
true.
All the way into the future.
This is a goosebump moment. When you stand
yes.
in front of
oh,
that
yeah.
much food, I don't even, yes. you know, I don't really know what a supermarket has as far as how many pounds of food it is, but imagine all of the food in an entire supermarket in big boxes all around you. It's just a crazy thing.
No, I'm looking forward to it. I know our employees are looking forward to volunteering, so it's going to be a great day.
You know, I think back about the relationship we have had with National Grid. And the one memory that keeps coming back for me is during the response that we were doing at Island Harvest during Superstorm Sandy. And during that time, your team was pretty busy in the field. And I know that your team was working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But yet, they still found time to come to the food bank and volunteer with us. And a few months later, I could recall one person coming to me. He found me in the office. He said, I just needed to tell you a story. He said, I was working 24-hour shifts, and I was away from home. My family house was damaged by Superstorm Sandy, and I was really worried while I was at work because my family didn't have any food. And then my wife called me to say that Island Harvest had brought food to the house. He said, I felt like 1,000 pounds were being lifted off of my shoulder, and it helped me to concentrate on my work that I needed to do for the rest of the community. I'll never forget that. He had tears in his eyes. I did too. It meant a lot. And he said as soon as the opportunity came to volunteer, he wanted to come.
Yeah, there were many people had that experience in our company over that storm. I mean, it was a devastating storm from all Long Island, but it really made you realize, you know, the basic things that you need for life, you know, shelter, heat, electricity, food. And when you start to be deprived of that, how much anxiety, how worried you get. So, and, you know, Island Harvest was able to fill that void. National Grid was able to help Island Harvest fill that void.
Yeah.
Our employees were able to help Island Harvest fill that void. So it really, it made that a really worthwhile experience for everybody, but it was really important for us to ensure that the people in the communities that we serve have their basic needs met. I mean, because that's what it's a big part of our business, is providing basic needs that people shouldn't have to worry about. Gas for their house, electricity for their home. That's what we do. And food for your family is one of those basic needs, too.
Right.
So they all go hand in hand, and I think that's why we've got such a great partnership with you. We realize the importance of those things, and that's why it's great to work with you.
It's awesome. It's so appreciated. And by the way, Island Harvest, we have a farm on the campus of the Sisters of St. Joseph's on Long Island and a fairly large greenhouse. And I do recall that we've had some volunteers from National Grid digging in the dirt and helping us at the farm as well. So this support goes pretty far and deep, and we're really honored to have that relationship. And I do want to mention that there are a number of other major corporate sponsors to our Stamp Out Hunger event. Of course, the National Association of Letter Carriers, and we're really honored to be working in conjunction with the United States Postal Service. But this year, we're also joined by College Hunks Moving Company, MCN Distributor, Dime Bank, Catholic Health, Allstate, New York Community Bank, Nona Garden, a family foundation, and Amazon, and so many others who are really partnering with us to make sure that together we can end hunger on Long Island. And it's so important to do this as a partnership. Tom, your letter carriers are just absolutely unbelievable. I mean, we all talk about it. Winter, spring, summer, and fall, they're there, right?
Correct. We're there. All kinds of weather conditions were there. When the coronavirus pandemic hit, we were still delivering mail every day while other people were working from home. We were out there every day in the communities, making sure everybody was safe. If there was any problems, we would alert the post office or alert the police to come by. So we have a lot of friendship with the community, and this is going to be a great partnership with the community to get the food to Island Harvest.
My nephew is a letter carrier in Massachusetts.
Okay.
And I think he told me he walks about 15 miles a day when he's out doing his route. Is that about right?
That's probably about right, 10 to 15 miles. It depends on the route. But, yes, I would say 10 to 15 miles is a good average of what a carrier does on a daily basis.
So to be a little lighthearted about it, I find sometimes on a very cold day I still see my letter carrier wearing shorts. But I guess that's part of it because they're doing so much walking, right?
Yes, yes. They're always working. They're always walking, and they keep moving, and they keep warm by just keep walking. And, yes, they're in shorts. Some carriers, I see them all year long. I'm with a coat on, and they're in shorts.
It's the craziest thing. It's really funny. It makes me smile a little bit. So the process is this. Saturday, May 13th, on Long Island and across the United States this year, before you get your kids out to the soccer game, before you make your first cup of coffee in the morning, if you put your donation, non-perishable food, by your mailbox before your letter carrier gets there, as they're delivering the mail, they will pick up this food, put it in their truck, gather all the food from their route for the day, and get it to Island Harvest. Is that right?
Correct. That's the process. They're going to get the food from the mailboxes. They're going to put it in their trucks. They're going to take the trucks back to the post office. They're going to unload the food into Gaylords and Postcons. And then the United States Postal Service will come by with the big tractor trailer and pick up the food and drop it off at the warehouse where we will be to unload these tractor trailers. And, again, it's an amazing job to see all these tractor trailers coming in with food. When you open up the back of the truck, you see the food, and it's unbelievable
craziest
feeling.
Thing,
it's
right?
The craziest thing, yes.
So what I also love each year to look forward to is the lineup of postal tractor trailers waiting to offload at this donated warehouse. So I want to just say our good friends at Steel Equities has donated a huge warehouse for us to use this year. And I cannot wait to see what this lineup of tractor trailers looks like. But, you know, it's usually 20, 30 tractor trailers at a time waiting to offload. And as soon as they get out, a whole other crop of tractor trailers pulls in. And it's just continual. So on Saturday, we offload into the night, usually till 10, 11 o'clock at night. We're off on Mother's Day. And then we start again on Monday morning. The postal trucks come back and continue to offload. This year, 1 million pounds. We don't know how many tractor trailer loads will be coming in. We're hoping it'll be 1 million pounds. But we appeal to the community. Partner with Island Harvest. Partner with the National Association of Letter Carriers. Let's end hunger together, and let's make a donation. Ross, a lot of the support comes from National Grid's special program called Project C.
Yeah, so at National Grid, we have a program called Project C. It's really Project Community. It's about how we get out and ensure that we're giving back to the communities that we serve, that we're involved with the communities that we serve. We typically do a couple different days each year. We did one in the fall. We just recently did one around Earth Day. I was out at Holtzville Ecological Center. We were cleaning up the animal pens. We were shoveling mulch.
I love that place.
I had never been there before. If you haven't been there and you've got young kids, you absolutely have to take it.
Yeah.
Take them there. They've got a zoo. They've got lynx. They've got
Do they still have the bald eagle sitting
yes,
up there?
Yes, they still have the bald
and
eagle.
Buffalo.
And buffalo. They've got the biggest cow you've ever seen. It's amazing. And they do the whole team there. And the highway department runs it for the town of Brookhaven. They do an incredible job. I had never been there before. I walked away incredibly impressed.
That's great.
We do all sorts of volunteer activities. We encourage our employees to do it. And we work with all sorts of different nonprofits in order to really get connected with the communities.
So, Ross, National Grid is a leader in the community, working with so many organizations. There are a lot of really great companies that reach out and partner with Island Harvest and a lot of other nonprofits, but not enough. What would you say to someone who's listening who works in retail, runs a corporation, about how important it is to give back to the community?
Yeah, I would tell you to try it. You're really going to like it. When you start to get involved with the communities and you start to meet all sorts of different people from all different walks of life doing all sorts of different jobs, and it's a big part of our corporate responsibility. We try to ensure that we're doing that. I would encourage every corporation, business on Long Island to do it. The benefits you're going to get to the community is incredible. And the good feeling you're going to get for yourself by seeing the good that you bring to everybody, it's incredibly heartwarming, and it'll really touch you.
And it has to reflect positively on your company as well. So in the end, and what I like to say to a lot of companies that they're sitting with us for the first time, they haven't really supported organizations before, they will get back. Because when the community sees how involved they are, communities like to support companies that are supporting communities. And so it becomes a mutual benefit, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And the other thing is the people who are volunteering for our company are our employees, right? They're the ones who go out and do it. They're the ones that pick up the shovels. They're the ones that sort the food. It's a community event. It's a family event. The sense of community and family that you get out of it is amazing. And again, I would just tell you, try it. You're going to like it.
That's awesome. I appreciate that. Tom, the many years we've been working together, it's been absolutely fabulous. You have incredible enthusiasm in promoting our partnership, but in understanding about the issues of hunger on Long Island. And I always get excited when I see you and your team at this big event, because you can't not get excited, right, when you walk into the room.
Yes, it's an exciting thing, and like Ross said, it's a heartwarming when you see all the food there and the tractor trailers coming in, and you know you're helping the people in your local communities. It's an unbelievable feeling. Everybody should experience that.
Period,
yes.
Everybody should experience it. So to learn more about the National Association of Letter Carriers Food Drive, Stamp Out Hunger, that takes place on May 13th this year, go to islandharvest.org, and you could learn how to become a corporate sponsor. You could bring a team of volunteers in to sort food and learn more about ending hunger on Long Island and even across the country. Let's give an opportunity for our listeners to learn more about both of your organizations. So, Tom, how could anybody reach and learn more information about your organization.
Okay, if anybody wants to go to our organization, go to the NALC.org, and you could look up the link that has Stamp Out Hunger, and you can learn all about how to help and volunteer in your local communities.
Awesome. And Ross, National Grid is everywhere, very involved in the community. And so if our listeners want to learn more about National Grid, how can they find you?
They can find us at nationalgrid.com on the web.
Awesome. Both incredible organizations, really an honor to work with you both, and hopefully our listeners will learn a little bit more about both of your organizations, so thank you so much. You've been listening to Conversations with Randy Shubin-Dresner on WHLI.com and wherever you pick up your podcasts. My warmest thanks to my guests today, Ross Torini, Chief Gas Operating Officer for National Grid, and Tom Siesto, First Vice President of the National Association of Letter Carriers, Branch 6000. Both of you have added so much color to this conversation, and I'm sure have encouraged some of our listeners to participate and get more involved in this event and hopefully in other activities in their community. Just a reminder, May 13th, Stamp Out Hunger. Before you make your first cup of coffee in the morning, put a can of food or a case of food at your mailbox, and your incredible letter carrier will pick it up as they're delivering your mail. Special thanks to our show sponsor, PSEG Long Island, powering us all to do better. And my honorary and proud mention goes to Island Harvest Food Bank, holistically supporting Long Islanders in need. Let's continue this conversation. This episode and others are available anytime, wherever you pick up your podcasts. You'll hear more great conversations with very interesting people. But we do want to continue this conversation, so please share your thoughts on my Facebook page, Conversations with Randy Shubin-Dresner. We really want to hear what you're thinking and how you're involved with Stamp Out Hunger this year. Thank you very much.
At PSEG Long Island, we're here for you when severe weather strikes. We've been hard at work strengthening the electric grid with more durable utility poles, wires, smart switches, and more to keep your power on when you need it most. And with our mobile app, you can stay connected and informed before, during, and after storms. Download the PSEG Long Island app today on the Google Play Store or Apple's App Store.